This is the BBC. This is London calling the world.
Hello, world.
That was the voice of England.
We're in a bad way, mate.
Shush, Mr. Seagoon, don't spoil this magic moment. Kindly put on these self-splitting tights.
What for?
The Goon Show Christmas pantomime entitled Robin Hood and His Merry Mum.
It is now Christmas Eve in the year 1191. In distant Acre, my lord, King Richard, Coeur de Lion, does battle in a valiant crusade. But here at home in England's realm, a despotic rump is lowered onto our ancient throne. Its owner is yclept Prince John.
Back to the poor people of England. Hope is kindled by a magic name. Robin Hood!
Robin Hood!
Robin Hood!
Robin Hood!
Majesty, is it this Robin Hood vagabond that upsets you?
Oh, don't mention that man's name again. Don't mention that man's name to me again.
Well, what part of him shall I mention then?
Well, there's so much of him.
You insisted on Seacombe playing the part.
What?
Quiet, Petra!
Well, I don't...
You're not on to the second act.
My lord, Sheriff Nottingham, I have decided. You will capture that fellow Robin Hood by Christmas, or I'll split your godkin with a leather mackerel sheet.
Oh, Majesty!
The reward will be 100 gold splendors.
100 gold splendors!
Ding dong! Clang! Clang! Ding, ding dong! Bang, bang! Hear ye, ding bang! Stolen! One bell! Good people of Nottingham, a proclamation from the sheriff. He sends you Christmas and Xmas greetings at the same time. And he will give one gold splendor for the capture of Robin Hood, dead or alive, or both. Also, there will be an archery-type contest on ye green. A willow wand will be split in thrice, and there will be a prize of a nutty Christmas.
Did you hear that, Moriarty? Ye golden splendor for ye Robin Hood.
Ye money? Ow. Ye ow. Ye gotta go ow.
You've got to go.
Ow. Another record sold.
No, I'll. And ye archery contest.
That's what he said.
Moriarty, methinks me can gain me a gold splendor.
But how? We've got no contacts.
Please, don't do that with your teeth out. Stop worrying, Moriarty. I've got a trump card up my sleeve.
And I've got newspaper in my boots.
Yes, well, you always were a snappy dresser, oh, weren't you? Come, steaming Frank, pack the jam tins. You and I are going to take a coach ride through Sherwood Forest.
Oh, a little tatters.
What a lovely tune that was.
Yes. It's snowing, Min.
Oh.
Doesn't it look nice?
Yes.
I wonder where we are, Min.
I'll find out.
Pardon me, young man. Could you tell us where we are?
You're riding in a coach, ma'am.
Oh, thank you, young man.
What did he say, Min?
He said we're riding in a coach, Henry.
Oh, where's Auntie Gladys?
Oh, wait. She waved us goodbye when we left.
Oh, the wonders of speed travel. To think we only came to see Auntie Gladys off, and here we are riding through Sherwood.
It's a wonder, the modern type travel, you know.
Yes.
What's that? Pardon me, young man. Is that your Christmas brown paper parcel under the seat?
That brown Christmas parcel, madam, is an eccentric French count of some 32 summers.
Oh.
He insists on riding with his back to the axle. I think it's something to do with the shortage of money.
Oh. He said it's something to do with the shortage of money, Henry.
You can't get it, Min. There's a shortage of shortages, too, you know.
Where will it all end? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, dear.
Min, did you put the cat out?
No, it wasn't on fire.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm going up to bed, Min.
No smoking up top, no.
No.
I'll lock up from the hen.
Wow. Merry Christmas! Your money or your life!
Happy New Year! An outlaw!
Mercy, me Lord, be mad in the bed. Get away, you devil in green!
Go on, Min. Give him the length of your tongue.
I will. 6.5 inches.
Go on! Get out of that bed and hand over your money.
Dear.
Don't worry, old wrinkled retainer. No. I won't harm a hair of your head.
If you can find a hair on my head, I'll pay you for it.
Wait! What's that shaking heap of bones under the seat?
That is, and I quote from this floodlit bankruptcy note, Count Jim Springneys Moriarty, who seeks the English archer Robin Hood.
I am he! Next down, please.
Thank you, sir.
Robin, my friend and I wish to join your band. We play C melody saxophones.
By Fred the Kenton, I'll sign you on for 5 and 7.
Give the man 5 and 7, Moriarty, and sign on.
Oh.
Thank you. Now, report the cue stores for the old bed of wrestling in Greenow. 2 bows and arrows and a pair of spare feet. Breakfast 0600, parade 0601.
The snow was gently falling as Robin to Nottingham went. She entered the archery contest with a hat all battered and a bed.
Oh, that's enough of that.
Ye Gritpipe, do you think ye people will recognize me in this Kentucky minstrel disguise?
Ye no.
It's your turn to shoot, Robin.
No, I shot him last time. Ye joke, Robin.
Yes, ye ha-ha.
Ye next moment, please.
Your turn.
Watch this for shooting.
Right.
A bull!
Charlie, disguised as ye Kentucky minstrel, win.
Ye hooray!
Now come here, Archer. You pull a mean bow.
Yes, it was given me by a mean uncle.
No, leave you jokes to me. I wear ye funny crown. Now tell me, where did you learn to pull a long bow?
I took a postal correspondence course. The envelopes are 6 feet long.
please don't tell any more like that. Bad enough having to laugh on my own without having to listen to yours. The smelling salts, please.
There, your majesty. Give him his prize and let him go.
Here, attention, postal order for 1-3 and a piece of holly.
This smells of trickery.
Hmm? It smells all right to me.
Stop!
Your majesty, ere the archer departs, allow me to remove his wing.
And his trousers.
So.
No!
Oh, wow. It's Robin Hood. He sees him.
Get him. Stop! Ye traitor thing! I'll write to the Times about this. Dear sir, I should like to say...
Silence, wretch!
Your Majesty, may we crave the reward of 1 golden splendor?
1? Well, I offered 100, and 100 you shall have.
Thank you, sire. Here, steaming churls, 1 golden splendor.
1 out of 100? We've been taken for Charlie's. 1 golden splendor? Oh!
Wait a minute. Who cops the other 99?
Inland Revenue.
I've never heard of them.
They've heard of me.
Merry Christmas.
Stop all this arguing. I'm not having ye happy time. I'm quit of ye color.
Have ye aspirin?
No, I'm not strong enough.
All your ills will be gone by dawn tomorrow, when Robin Hood will be hung, drawn, quartered, clubbed, struck, lifted, lowered, hurled, stretched, drowned, dragged, drugged, bashed, bonked, thudded, tweaked, walloped, and then splugged on a Gillikin spike.
Do you mind if I sit down?
Now, throw the wretch into dungeons dark, dank, and dark.
He'll pay for this!
Nonsense. We get it all free on National Health.
Cast into dungeons the dark, dank, and the dunk. All the hopes of the freedom gone. Chained by the wall, by his nose, teeth, and ears. Three for the price of one. Oh, very good, but still a second, right?
He's gone.
Don't worry, folks. I won't be in this cell for long. They've promised to take me out and hang... I'll do that again. I won't be in this cell for long. They've promised to take me out at dawn and hang me.
I said it.
But they'll never do it. Before then, my brilliant lieutenant, Friar Balsam, has promised to rescue me. Psst. What is that I hear? Psst. How do you spell it? What? Why, that's the way Friar Balsam pronounces his... Is that you, Friar Balsam, come to rescue me?
Yes.
Where are you, my clever lieutenant?
Behind you, chained to the wall by the ears, nose, and throat.
You clever lieutenant! You've disguised yourself as a prisoner.
Have I got news for you? The truth is, I am a prisoner, too. My arms are chained by the neck.
We must escape. Wait! The stone I'm chained to. It's loose.
Really?
Yes. I can feel a draft. Dunnage.
What?
Taking an aspirin. I don't want to catch cold.
Wait a moment. I have an idea. Place your chain twixt my teeth.
There. Tis twixt. Now, pull. Go on, Friar Balsam, pull. Let those strong white English teeth pull us to freedom.
Well, don't just stand there. Put them in a glass of water.
Never mind, ye choppers. You pull the stone out. Follow me through to freedom.
Gad, it is ye dark in here.
Yes, it's not worth opening ye eyes.
What a relief to get out of that filthy cell 25. Now then, where are we?
In filthy cell 26. There's somebody coming with a lighted candle.
It looks like the sheriff.
So? He's disguised himself as a lighted candle. Quick, hide under the straw.
He'll never spot us under this.
All right, you two idiots, come out from under that straw.
What?
Now listen, I'm going to make a bargain with you.
What?
Two Christmas week poplin shirts with holly attached to tail, 5 11d. Or in Canadian money, $6,000.
Time to pay?
Yes, I think it is time to pay.
I'm sorry, I've already got one on and one in the wash.
So, you turn my offer down. Very well. Pay your ransom of 1,000 golden splendors or hang.
Gong, gong, Christmas Eve and all's well.
Midnight.
Gong.
1 o'clock.
Caddy, if that ransom money doesn't arrive by dawn, we shall never see the North Pole again.
Yes. And after all the cactus I planted, too.
Yes.
All right, you dogs, kneel down for Prince John.
Oh, no, they'll get all their knees dirty.
Listen, scum.
Mr. Scum to you.
Robin Hood, 1,000 splunders, now.
Quick, blow out his candle.
Ah, you devils, have at you.
All right, we finished.
Thank you, Jack.
We finished.
He's doing his nut there. Now, you swine, had enough?
Yeah, hard enough.
It's Will Eccles. What are you doing in prison?
6 months. What are you doing?
Then where are those two scoundrels?
Oh!
They've locked us in from the outside.
Oh, do something.
Dear listeners, the sound you're hearing is an early British telephone, circa 1412.
Hello, Robin Hood, the headquarters here.
Hello, Norris.
Robin, where are you? In the nick?
Yes, listen. Unless I give him 1,000 golden splunders, the sheriff's going to kill me for Christmas.
1,000? Offer him 950 and take a chance.
No. No, it's 1,000 or nothing.
You're giving me a choice? Don't worry, Schmooly. Come send the slap around with the girl right away. That's him at the door now.
That's an old gag.
So, this is 1412, remember? You should get new gags now, yet, already?
Ying Tong in life, oh, Mistletoe. It's no good. Lou is unreliable. He let Milligan down at Eastport.
I know.
He might never send that money. We must escape at once, if not twice.
Wait. Look up there, a high window with no barring.
Curse these licensing laws!
Wait, I got a license for climbing out a window.
Splendid, young Eccles. Get against that wall. Right.
Okay.
Now, Friar Bolton.
Yes.
You climb on his shoulders.
Don't hurt yourself now. Be careful. Now, come up.
Now, Robin, come on.
Curse! I still can't reach it.
I know. I'll come up. I'll get on up on your shoulders. Is that all right?
Ladies and gentlemen, the feat now being performed is extremely dangerous and should only be done on radio by experienced idiots. Meantime, a stranger is admitted to the presence of Prince John.
Enter Blaine Bottle in doubly. Enter Blaine Bottle in doubly made from Mum's old drawers.
Silence! What is this sudden piece of cardboard?
Felon, solar will strike. Moves right, brandishes string sword in sheriff's face.
That string sword doesn't frighten me, lad.
Ah, doesn't it? You just wait till I tie a knot in it, then.
Alan, please stop this violence. Where's the money?
I will not give it to you until you free Robin Hood.
What? Tie him to a stake.
No, do not tie me to a stake. I'm a vegetarian.
Then tie him to a stick of celery.
Oh, lovely. But I warn you, one step nearer and I will bring the power of fists into play. Blun, blun, splat. I will go blin, spowy, zon, hit, 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 hit. Do you know that I learned all my boxing off comic strips? Have you ever seen a comic strip?
Only in a steam bath. It was ghastly.
Oh.
Come here.
Never heard you. Let go of my set of ankles. It is Christmas. Merry Christmas. The king made a little look out.
Drop that blue bottle.
Curses. Robin is free.
It's Robin Hood. I feel quite faint.
I know how his men fight. So take that. Blot. Splat. Blun. Zoe. Suck. Thud.
What?
Splinge. Carum. Splat. Ching.
Splat. 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 Splat
over there fighting to rescue me.
That's what you think.
Ah, there you are.
Black Thud Blin Blum.
My captain did that.
Blum.
My captain cop that.
Wallop.
Oh, I cop that.
Yes, sir. Robin Hood, call your men off. Call them off. Do you hear me?
Come on, boys. Come on.
Please, I don't do no more jokes like that. We give in.
We were better on the bunks, bangs, and collards.
But we had so few of them.
You win, you devil, Robin. Give us a 1,000 gold splendors and a piece of holly, and you can go.
Here, catch. And let that be a lesson to you. Come along, chaps.
Oh.
In two. One, two.
Oh, I do believe they've finished. Well, I must be off. Catch the bus, you know. Good night.
Stop! Please, we forgot. From all of us here, waist-deep in the snow of Sherwood Forest, we send Christmas greetings to all the people waist-deep in the snow of Canada, South Africa, Australia, and New Zealand. We also send greetings to all those chest-deep in snow in the aforementioned countries. I'll do that again.
Do you mind,
Chisholm? We also send greetings to all those... I'll start again. I'll start from the beginning. Shall I thank you? Stop! Oh, we forgot! From all of us here waist-deep in the snow of Sherwood Forest, we send Christmas greetings to all the people waist-deep in the snow of Canada, South Africa, Australia, and New Zealand. We also send greetings to all those chest-deep in those countries. And a Merry Christmas to you all!
Oh!
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe, Spike Milligan, Valentine Dyer, and Dennis Price. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer Wallace Kingslade. The program produced by Pat Nixon.